Hi. Sorry it took me so long to get here. Every time I left the house, I realized I forgot something else, and it was such a mess, and... Yeah, you're right. At least I'm here now. And I think I brought everything. So, wanna get started?
Yes, I'd love a drink.
Do you still have that Merlot?
Ooh, yes, perfect. I'll take that then. Do you mind if I just get set up at your coffee table by the couch? Sick. Alright. I'll go do that then.
Alright. Okay. Just gotta pull out all the stuff. Put it all on the table. God, I have so much stuff. Alright. Okay. Okay. Thanks for the drink. So, before we get started, I feel like I should warn you again. I know, I told you this already over text, but I'm gonna tell you again. I'm still learning about D&D, and I've only been playing for a few months. That's it. So, if you want the full explanation of everything and every mechanic, maybe just read the handbook. Of course there's a handbook. Well, actually, there's a whole bunch. But this is the only one that you'll need to concern yourself with for now, so let's focus on it. I can lend it to you after if you want. Oh, you want me to just explain it to you? No, that's totally fine. The book is a bit much. Can you at least tell me who you're learning this for? You mentioned that it was to impress someone, but... I mean, no, you don't have to tell me. If it's too personal, that's fine. Actually, never mind, it's totally okay. Let's just get into the explanation, okay? Okay, alright. I'm just going to go into it, assuming you know nothing about D&D, yeah? Alright. Perfect. So, basically, D&D is one of many tabletop roleplay games, or TTRPG for short. I guess the simplest way to describe it is probably you become a character in a fantastical setting, and, okay, I can't figure out a way to make it sound cool. Basically, you create a character that fights and stuff in a usually, but not always, fantasy setting. That's an almost painful oversimplification of the game, but essentially that's what it is. There are a few different roles in a game of D&D. There's the DM, PCs, and NPCs. Lots of letters, but I promise I'll explain it. The DM, or Dungeon Master, is the person who dictates the world and stuff. I kinda like to think of them as like, an omnipotent god. Super cool. That's what I do. Then, PCs are player characters. The character you make would be a PC. You're the player, and they're your character. Lastly, there are NPCs, or non-player characters. NPCs are everyone else in the world that you interact with. Did you get all that? It can be a lot, I know, and it looks like you kind of, zoned out. You've just been staring at me for a bit. It's kind of making me a bit embarrassed. when did you zone out? I can go over it again if you want, or... You want me to just continue? Okay, as long as you're sure. Alright, so, where to go from there? Okay. So, one thing I find super cool about D&D is that you're not limited to being a human like we are in real life. There are a whole bunch of races you can choose from, and all of them have their own buffs and stuff to help you make the character that you want. I really, really love tieflings, because I think they're super cool, and I want to be one in real life. But there's a whole bunch more. And you're not limited to what's in this handbook. There are a whole lot of other official races you can choose from, and if you want, you can talk to your DM about making a completely new one. D&D is super flexible like that. If you don't like it, you can change it. With permission from your DM, of course. You know, omnipotent god and all. But it's super sick. I love it. Anyways. I'm going to keep talking like I'm explaining more stuff, but really, I'm just trying to see something for myself. For some reason, you seem a lot more interested in the fact that I'm talking, but not what I'm talking about. It's kind of interesting, really, and I'm hoping that if I continue talking like this, you'll stay zoned out, because honestly, it's kind of endearing, and I'm enjoying it, even though I doubt you've listened to a single thing I've said. I'm gonna take one more sip of my drink, and hopefully that'll snap you out of it. And that's basically the whole game. You get it now? wait, no. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Oh my god, I was just teasing. I really still haven't explained all that much, so you don't need to worry, no matter how cute that was. I just wanted to tease you a bit because you were zoning out again. Is everything okay? You know, you're gonna have a hard time impressing that girl if you don't know anything about D&D, despite calling me over. No, it's okay. I didn't mean to make you feel bad. I like spending time with you regardless. Plus, you're letting me ramble about D&D, and not many people do that. It's pretty great. I'm having fun, even if you're on a whole other plane of existence. Really, though, can I at least know who you're trying to impress with this? I don't know, it feels like you kind of owe me one after making me talk for so long. My mouth is getting so dry. Okay, yeah, the wine really helps. But seriously, what if I know her? That could really help you. I could tell you what she likes and stuff. What do you mean? You were trying to impress me? Do you really think you needed to impress me? I mean, I came almost as soon as you texted. I drove all the way across the city to spend time with you, even if it meant I was helping you get with someone else. If anything, I should be trying to impress you, no? I mean, look at me. Why did you want to impress me? You like me. Just to clarify, you don't mean you like me in the, oh Val, you've been my best bud for a few years and I think you're great, what a bro kind of way, but in like a, yeah, in like a, you have feelings for me kind of way. That's, Oh, no, I'm so sorry, I wasn't laughing at you, I promise. I'm so fucking ridiculous. And also really relieved, but mostly ridiculous. I've been in love with you for God knows how long, and when I come over to help you try and impress a girl, you're gonna tell me that girl was me? I feel so stupid, I feel so dumb, I just... Hmm? What do you mean? What did I say? I told you that I'm in love with you. Well, I guess that cat's out of the bag now, hmm? Not that it really matters all that much anymore, huh? Yeah. I've had a thing for you for an embarrassingly long time. No way in hell. No, I'm not gonna tell you how long. All that'll do is make me embarrassed and boost your ego. Just know that it was a while for sure. Can I kiss you, please? Hope that I'd ever get to do that. Can I do that again? I can't fucking believe you were going to make me explain D&D to you just so you could tell me you know about D&D in hopes to impress me. You're so fucking ridiculous. Oh, shut up. Yeah, it worked, but still, you're so lame. Ugh, you're right. I do like that you're lame. Doesn't mean I'm gonna stop reminding you that you are.